Jeremiah chapter 1, the words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of Yahweh came in the days of Josiah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, to the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, to the carrying away of Jerusalem captive. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. So then God forms people in the womb. You could say it's all just a natural process when a woman gets pregnant, but God is in that, and he is forming people uniquely. And we've all got a unique genetic code. We've all got a unique history that led up to us being born at the time we are. And God was in that. And Paul says that there were good works prepared from the foundation of the world for us to do. And you see it very clearly with Jeremiah that God's purpose was that he would be a prophet. And a prophet is not someone who just predicts the future, but someone who speaks out God's word. So God knew Jeremiah even before I formed you in the womb. That is, right at the beginning of the world. Then I said, Ah, Lord Yahweh, behold, I don't know how to speak, for I am a child. Now, how old he was, it's not clear, but he was pretty young. He was probably a teenager. And you think of Samuel serving God as a child. But Yahweh said to me, Don't say, I am a child, for to whoever I shall send you, you shall go, and whatever I shall command you, you shall speak. Don't be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says Yahweh. So many of the prophets were reluctant. Jeremiah says, I'm too young. I'm just a youngster. And Moses said, I can't do it. I stutter. And I think that Isaiah said the same when he says, you know, I am of a stuttering lip. And so everybody feels that they're inadequate, that I'm too young, I'm not eloquent, as Moses felt, I stutter. How can I speak God's word when I stutter? And that is God's style, to use people who feel I'm not adequate for the job. And that sort of lack of qualification is our qualification. Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and Yahweh said to me, Behold, I've put my words in your mouth. I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. In other words, if people responded to Jeremiah's word, then they would be planted. They would be set up, but if they didn't, they would be destroyed. That is the power that there is in the message that we have. And we've also been given God's word. We have all been sent out into the nations to preach the good news. The word of Yahweh came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Yahweh said to me, You have seen well, for I watch over my word to perform it. I think the almond tree literally means a watching over tree. The word of Yahweh came to me the second time saying, What do you see? I said, I see a boiling cauldron, and it is tipping away from the north. Yahweh said to me, Out of the north, evil will break out on all the inhabitants of the land. It's talking about the Babylonian invasion, and this was one of the great themes of Jeremiah, that you are sinning, and unless you repent, there is going to be an invasion from the north, from Babylon. For behold, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, says Yahweh, and they shall come, and they shall each set his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all its walls, and against all the cities of Judah. I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, in that they have forsaken me, and have burned incense to other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. Now, we can also say like they did, that, oh yes, I believe in God, and yet worship the work of our own hands. It could be that we become obsessed with our career, with a hobby, or whatever, thinking how good I am. It could be we're obsessed with extending our house. All these things are part of life, and yet you can become obsessed with them, and they become an idol. You therefore put your belt on your waist, arise and speak to them all that I command you. Don't be dismayed at them, lest I dismay you before them. I think Jesus refers to that when he says, if you are ashamed of me and of my words in this life, I will be ashamed of you at the last day. So we must not be ashamed to witness God's word, and yet we all excuse ourselves by saying, oh, I'm shy. And it is indeed very difficult to change the flow of conversation and to say, yep, Lannis, you know, God thinks this, or I believe this, or Jesus is coming, or that's a sign that Jesus may be coming soon. But don't be dismayed, don't be ashamed, don't be scared what they look like. For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its princes, its priests, and the people. They will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you, for I am with you, says Yahweh, to deliver you. Reminds me of how Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and I am with you. So in those moments when we do preach and we stand up for God's word and we try to share it with other people and we feel that we're beat up and we're being rejected, you feel very much the presence of Jesus, just as Jeremiah felt the presence of God. God says, I'm making you strong. I will fortify you and strengthen you so that you'll be able to do this.